We have another question here. Yes, sir.
Ella does a lot of that same kind of chop. How would you do it?
Chopping.
Well,
say it again.
Some of the rhythm technique that Greg was just using, sort of it's comparable to like sampling.
Well, do you mean there's a rhythm pattern going on that uses more than one string?
How would you do that
with three fingers? Well, I can show you something that I developed that is a little bit reminiscent of what Greg's talked about, and I sort of came up with the style a long time ago. I tuned my fifth string to F to play along with the truck before it stopped. Anyway, here's a pattern that I use where, you have a three-finger roll, something like that, thumb, index, middle, but what if you went thumb, thumb, and then for the third note of the roll, you hit two notes at the same time. So if you're not playing too fast, instead of going, say, like on this, this C chord, how about if I go? And then I found that I could also use that pair, the index and the middle finger together, for the second note of the roll and the third note of the roll, and I just switch which pair of strings it's on. So for certain medium tempo songs, I found just when I was sitting around practicing at home, if it's this speed, takes a worried man to sing a great song. Now, if I wasn't doing it with a pair, it would sound a little plainer. Takes a worried man to sing a great song. This doesn't have as much pizzazz and as much juice in it as when you have that pair thing going. So I'll play a little tune that I made up. Back in 1980, Hot Rise had this new song, Radio Boogie, that we were starting to work out with UFC. And it was in this kind of medium tempo that a banjo roll just wouldn't have. Call my gal on the telephone, what you doing, honey, are you all? Not that great to hear a band. I mean, it's okay. It just doesn't have much juice behind it. So, well, got me a job in a hippie band. I got brand new clothes and money to spend. Got me a job on the radio. And I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a boat. Do the radio boogie all over town. So you have a little different kind of rhythm there. So while I was working up those licks, I started doing some stuff and without thinking about it. I just put a regular C chord on. But when you've lowered the fourth string, it's not a C chord anymore. You've lowered the fourth string for C tuning from a D down to a C. So having lowered that whole tone down, what's normally the root note on the fourth string becomes the seventh. If you're with me theory-wise, and if you're not, never mind. But it sounds cool. So when I teamed up that kind of right hand with this kind of interesting chord with a seventh in the bottom, I ended up with the whole thing that turned into an instrumental. And I was on the haystack. I was on the Oregon coast, and there's a big rock there. It's just a big rock, but they say, "Oh, it looks like a haystack." Yeah. Well, any rock can look like a haystack. But anyway, it's called Haystack Rock is the name of this rock. It's a big landmark off the Oregon coast. And I thought, oh, that's what I'll call this tune. So this is a tune called Haystack Rock.